Hi, or at least moderately buzzed. I'm Spider Robinson, and you've stumbled across Spider on the Web number 35, the podcast that can turn a jock into an aesthetic supporter, and I can sure use the support, being podcast, as always, under Creative Commons license, no derivatives, non-commercial, share alike. First off, my back is back, thanks to the magical healing hands of two people whose names rhyme, my wife Jean and Dr. Dean Greenwood, Bowen Island's resident chiropractor genius. My thanks to those of you who sent good wishes and healing vibes. They worked. Now, last week, my overdramatic sciatic forced me to bring you only science fiction, no music. On the upside, it was science fiction by Robert Heinlein. This week, I'm going to bring you a podcast of only music, partly to balance things, and partly because I have so much terrific music backed up inside me to hip you to, I'm about to explode. Without further ado, here's some of Jeff Healey's Gypsy Jazz, as promised for 2 weeks now. This is from a 1990s radio set in Toronto. It features Jeff backed by some of his best friends, a group called the Continental Rhythm, these being Thomas Jarden and Jesse Barksdale on guitars, Colin Bray on bass, and Drew Jarecka on violin. Here's Jeff Healey blowing trumpet with Continental Rhythm on Little Girl.
One girl for me, little girl. Now you're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you, all meant love from the start. And oh, what a thrill came into my heart, little girl. With your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine, little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
Ah, Thomas.
Cute little ways, you know I'm yours for the rest. genius and this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
Jeff had literally one of the world's largest collections of 20s and 30s jazz 78s, and by age 14 was a radio personality in Canada, had a regular gig broadcasting them on CBC Radio. He released two whole albums of the stuff before he had to leave the party, called Adventures in Jazzland and It's Tight Like That. The latter, at least, is available from Stony Plain at www.stonyplainrecords.com. Now I'm going to let him introduce a friend of his, a ragtime guitarist named Moe Scarlett, for a duet. As this intro begins, Jeff has just finished beautifully playing a song by the immortal Lonnie Johnson, which leads him to describe Lonnie's sad end.
I'd like to bring out a gentleman now that I've known for a few years now, who is really... a pioneer, a musical pioneer in this country, and a person that we here in Toronto, as he is a resident of our city, should be proud of, and really upholds an older guitar tradition, in particular, more of the ragtime finger-picking type guitar playing, and is just a great entertainer, too, and a fun guy to have around. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Moe Scarlett?
Brought Lonnie back to me. That was a wonderful rendition.
Did you get to see Lonnie Johnson here? Lonnie Johnson, for those that don't know, actually was tragically killed here in Toronto. He lived his last 7 or 8 years.
Well, he took a while to die.
Right.
He was tragically hit by two cars at the same time. He was coming out of Webster's restaurant and just going south down Avenue Road across Webster Avenue. But then he was in Riverdale Hospital for a few years, and I used to visit him there and take him his checks from this benefit that was done. And he actually made it out for about 4 months before he died, so, yeah.
That's quite an honor.
It certainly was, I must say.
Now you want to talk about this tune, or any more than we recorded it, or...
I guess just that we recorded it on my Precious Seconds album, which is available. Now you're doing all these plugs.
There you go. This actually, I suppose, sort of qualifies as Canadian content, as it was written by Shelton Brooks, who was a Canadian born in Amherstburg. Do we have anybody here from Amherstburg? Do we have anybody that knows where Amherstburg is? Anyway, that's where Shelton Brooks was from, who wrote this tune, The Darktown Strutter's Ball.
All right.
I'll be down to get you in a taxi. Better be ready about 8:30. Oh, baby, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey? Two steps, I'm going to have them all. I'm going to dance out both of my shoes when they play those Jelly Roll Blues tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Down to get you in the taxi, honey. Be right about 8:30. No, baby, don't be late. Gonna be right there when Mr. Moe starts playing. Remember when we get there, baby. Two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Dance off both my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues tomorrow night. The Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Oh, yeah, take it. Thank you.
Healy. I'll be down to get you in a taxi. Better be ready about 8:30. Whoa, baby, don't be late. You wanna be right there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, I'm gonna have them all. I'm gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play those Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Docktown Strutters Ball. Yeah, I'm gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play those Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Docktown Strutters. Don't forget what to tell your mother. Tomorrow night at the Docktown Strutters Ball.
Now, just because I can't resist it, here's a quick taste of Moe Scarlett's Seizing the Spotlight with Jeff Healy laying in the cut.
In the town of Louisville, there lived a man named Big Bad Bill. I want to tell you, he sure was tough. He certainly could strut that stuff. He had folks so scared to death. When he walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Now Bill took himself a wife just to lead a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life has changed him somehow. He's a man they all used to fear. Well, now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie Dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till a hi-hat mama bob his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. He washes dishes and he mops up the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. And now he's got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Met him too. Yeah, Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Well, married life has changed him somehow. He's a man they all used to fear. Well, now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie Dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till the hi-hat mama bobbed his hair. A Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. He washes dishes and he mops up the floor. Even threatened to do it with me one time.
Oh my.
Used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. And now he's got to see his mama every night. Yes, a Big Bad Bill is sweet. Whoa, a Big Bad Bill is so sweet. A Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Big Bad Bill, thank you.
For all these selections, by the way, I must thank Mr. Chuck Curry, who used to be executive chef of Earl's Restaurants, is currently executive chef at White Spot, is one of the jolliest souls I know, and owns one of the most amazing record collections and music collections on the face of the earth. Thank you kindly, Chuck. Chuck, by the way, is also proprietor of Quality Food Systems and Training, a consulting service that has clients in restaurants, cafes, brew pubs, etc. You can check it out at www.qfst.com. But I should point out that everything I've just mentioned is really what Chuck does on the side, you know, to amuse himself. His real work is playing baritone sax for the Sax Noir Quartet, whom you can find out more about at www.saxnoir.com. Now, for a total change of pace, here's a track by my friend Jordan Kerr in which musical virtuosity is not the point. The point is the intelligence of the lyrics. This is a track from Jordan's splendid CD, Parody Violation, P-A-R-O-D-Y. I deeply regret that I did not hear this track in time to pass it along to another friend of mine before his tragically early death 3 years ago, the man who created the Lisa and the Macintosh and thus all modern computing, the great Jeff Raskin. Look for his book, The Humane Interface, which Jeff always defined as software as if the convenience of the user mattered. Here's a tribute to Jeff by Jordan Kerr, who, by the way, designs laser propulsion star drives for a living, formerly for Lawrence Livermore, or as he calls it, Larry's Rad Lab, and now for himself at Kerr Technical Consulting. Here, then, is noted science fiction fan, folk singer, and, yes, rocket scientist Jordan Kerr with Heart of the Apple Lisa.
In the land of high-tech ventures, by the waters of Frisco Bay, Hewlett-Packard up by Stanford, IBM in San Jose. The hackers of the Apple wrote their code and schemed their schemes in the valley known as Silicon, where fortunes grow from dreams. And they built some fine computers, if you skip the Apple III. But they vowed to build a new machine that would the market please. They would ease the user's burden, the command line they'd replace with the magic known as GUI, graphic user interface. Window scrolling in the valley, lead the hackers off on a GUI tide. There's blood on the chips down at HP, Deck and MIPS, but the heart of the Apple Lisa never died. Then from Xerox came the Alto, never marketed nor sold, bringing mice and multitasking and menus that unfold. Desktop sprouted metal road and spit maps glowed upon the screen, and printers put on WYSIWYGs to print just what was seen. Nearly lost in Big Blue Shadow, incompatible with DOS, the Lisa, slow and costly, seemed sure to be a loss. But then came Macs and Fat Macs, laser writers, twos and more, and word would come from Microsoft, you realize this means war. Windows scrolling in the valley, lead the hackers off on a GUI tide. There's blood on the chips down at HP, Deck and MIPS, but the heart of the Apple Lisa never died. The chief said to the hackers in his anger and his pain, I am no more John Scully, scrolling Windows is my name. They condemn us to niche markets, call our products vaporware. We will sue them if we must, but we'll retain our market share. They climbed on board that SCSI bus with PostScript in their hearts. They won in desktop publishing, they won in graphic arts, till Bill Gates, he saw his strategy and sent the email down to copy those GUI features wherever they be found. Windows scrolling in the valley, lead the hackers off on a GUI tide. There's blood on the chips down at HP, Deck and MIPS, but the heart of the Apple Lisa never died. Three Windows versions later, past the Pentium divide, the strangest of bedfellows, IBM now on their side. 3,000 applications on the PowerPC run, but the buyers and the users still are leaving one by one. Windows scrolling in the valley said my heart is sick and sad. The future now looks risky, the old chips are dead. The lawyers take our spirit, but I've stock options galore. From where Scott McNeely stands, I will fight no more. Windows scrolling in the valley, lead the hackers off on a gooey tide. There's blood on the chips down at HP, Deck and MIPS, but the heart of the Apple Lisa never died. They were sent to Intel platforms, Michelangelo ran rife. But more hackers quit from boredom and went off to get a life. And the man once known as Scully with great glee is heard to state, they'll get Windows 95 debugged in 1908. Goddamn Y2K bug. But sometimes without warning in some dull commercial app, a hack of wondrous cleverness emerges from the crap. A metaphor that's graceful, a real need that it can fill. Double-click upon that icon, the Apple Lisa's living still. Windows scrolling in the valley, lead the hackers off on a gooey tide. There's blood on the chips down at HP, Deck and MIPS, but the heart of the Apple Lisa never died.
A heartfelt tribute to genius. It may or may not be relevant that Jordan's sister Susan designed the fonts and icons for the original Apple Macintosh user interface. Now here's another guy I'm proud to say is a friend of mine, Seth Augustus of San Francisco. Seth is a blues man. He was a disciple of the late, great Paul Penna, whom you'll recall from the Oscar-nominated documentary Genghis Blues, which described how Paul traveled from San Francisco to Tuva, a tiny little country in the heart of Asia, and entered and won the Tuvan Throat Singing Championship. Seth uses a little Tuvan throat singing in his own blues, and here's a sample track from his latest CD, To the Pouring Rain. It's called Buffalo.
There's no room to run. Can't make any thunder in this place, not too wide. In a turn of events, I would tear down that fence and give you the key so you could run through the world. Fire. In the thick of the evening, when the crickets sing the wood,
to use a kind of two-and-throw singing that Paul favored, the Kargira style. Here's another style entirely called Kumai. It's being done by a man named Oyupa Vladimir Oyun, about whom basically all I can tell you is that he spent nearly 30 years in a Soviet prison and just got sprung 3 or 4 years ago. Here now is Oyupa Vladimir Oyun with How the Shadow is Clear. If you want more of that, you're probably going to have to Google it up yourself, so I'll spell the man's name. It is O-I-D-U-P-A-A Vladimir O-I-U-N. The only information on the CD I have here that is not in Cyrillic alphabet suggests that you try emailing gp-kizil@nmc.rospac.ru. There's also an international fax number, 39422-36722. Good luck is all I can tell you. Before we leave Tuva, a place that the late great physicist Richard Feynman always wanted to visit, here's one more example of Tuvan throat singing with harmony this time by a three-man group called Chergilchin. I wish I could give you their individual names. I'm just too Nyekol Torny to pronounce them properly. Here from their debut CD titled Chergilchin is a track I hope they'll forgive me for podcasting without permission, but it's not commercially available in this continent. My best guess at the pronunciation of its title is Kumegi Yoriel.
Ooh. wrong number, 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 wrong number.
I just discovered by glancing at their website that you can actually see a video of Chergilchin performing that track on YouTube. www.chirgilchin.com should set you straight. Now, to completely change the channel once again and to lead us back to more familiar musical territory, here's a track by my sister-in-law Dori Leger. Now, you will recall it several podcasts back, I played you some music by Dori and her husband Don Leger with a group called Blues Train Band in the New Bedford, Massachusetts area. This, however, is not Blues Train Band. This is Dori and Don accompanied by an amazing pianist named Matt Richard at an outdoor jazz concert in Fairhaven, Massachusetts on May 20th, 2007. is a heartbreakingly beautiful track I first heard done by Diane Reeves, but have never heard done better than it is now by Dori Leger, the Stephen Sondheim ballad, I Remember Sky. album, that sweet. Unfortunately, it is not yet commercially available, but I promise I will let you know just as soon as that changes. That's Dory Leger, Don Leger, and Matt Richard. Here's a sample of Matt Richard's solo, a track from a CD you can buy at www.mattrichard.com. The CD is called Talking to Myself, and this track is Oscar Pettiford's Trichrotism. Now a couple of guitarists of strikingly different styles, first playing steel strings. Here is Les Finnegan of Vancouver, a splendid guitarist composer you can frequently hear performing live on Granville Island if you ever visit this city. Here now is Les's track, The Sneaking Sloth, from the CD All Over the Map, followed by another of his compositions from Live at the Culch called Finnegan's Jig. Take it, Les. Thank you. And now on the nylon string guitar, here's a man I introduced you to a few podcasts back, the amazing David Quayle, first with a track of his own composition called Opus 21, and then with a cover of a tune I think you'll recognize. The former is from his CD Only Guitar Parables, and the latter from the CD Unbeatable Songs. Thank you. check out David Quayle at www.davidquayle.com. That's Q-U-A-L-E-Y. That's Spider on the Web, number 35. I'll be back next week with more science fiction, song, and silliness. Till then, this is Spider Robinson thanking you for your donations and subscriptions and inviting you to check out my website, www.spiderrobinson.com.